Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. It's great to be back. I wasn't able to do a show last week, unfortunately, but I'm back this week with a call-in show. So if you want to get on the air, the number to do that is 657-383-0023, and if whether you're new to the program or you're a long-time listener, welcome. My name is Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium, and I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com. So let's go ahead and take some callers. Can we have the first caller, please?
Okay, Jessica, your first caller is 347. 347, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Do you need me to ask a question, or I've never listened to the show before?
Oh, well, welcome. If you'd like
to either
ask for psychic guidance or get some message from the spirit world or mediumship, that's what I do here.
Okay.
So either one.
I seem to be having sort of a stressful situation or feelings today about my living situation. Yesterday I was very excited about the possibility of moving. There was opportunities there, possibilities, and then today it's they just didn't work out, and I'm just feeling frustrated and stuck, and I don't want to be in victim mode, and I'm just trying to look for solutions, and I just, I don't know, I could use some assistance.
Okay. Yes, I do feel like you're in some kind of conflict. It's like part of you wants to move, and then another part of you was like, I have to look for the right opportunity. Because I feel like you just don't want to settle for the first opportunity that comes along.
Yeah, that's right. But then, like, I have a moment like today, and I feel like I have to, or I should have. I've been too picky, maybe, but I don't want to tolerate things anymore.
Right, and you don't have to. There's, because what happens is when we settle for things and then we wake up one day and realize that we wanted something completely different, it can create some stress and extra tension that we don't really need.
Yeah, so, but how do I not... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was your...
Well, I don't know how to not, to stay in that vision of what I want and the belief, whereas where I'm living right now, it's a temporary situation. I've been here for 2 weeks, but I'm settling being here. I'm settling living here. There's numerous things that are not good with it, and... So it makes me feel like I'm not moving fast enough, or I'm not deciding fast enough, or I'm being too picky. So I want these other opportunities to, when is it going to work out that I'm going to be able to move? Every day I look online and I make phone calls and emails and everything.
I feel like it's on its way to turning around, because right now I just don't feel like you're in a very peaceful living environment. And that's where a lot of the stress and tension is coming from. But I do feel something coming. But things have to be put into place first, if that makes sense.
I think that has to do with a job. I've been applying to jobs a lot too, like every day. I wanted to move where the job was. I thought that the job would take me somewhere, but so what am I not seeing right now
your financial situation? There's something with that needs to be straightened out so that you can get into the place that you want, and you can get kind of out of this pattern of settling, because I feel that's really what's keeping you there.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do in the meantime, though? That's what I don't know.
Well, keep making those calls. You already, it sounds like you're already doing all of that. All of that action that you need to be taking, it sounds like you've already been doing that. It sounds like, it feels to me like it's a matter of not only getting those finances in order, but letting go of that thought that you have to settle and that you're not moving fast enough or things aren't moving fast enough, because it's almost like saying that you're not good enough, and that's not true. And you know you deserve better than that, so you need to go for it.
Okay, so maybe that's... So just to let go of, like, that it's not happening. I mean, I feel like I was in that space yesterday. You know, I go from, like, a high to a low. Like, I feel like I was in that space yesterday that I was like, it's working out. I'm doing everything right. Just keep persistent. And then I go to make lunch today and the place is, like, dirty and there's mildew and mold all over the place. Like the guy that I'm staying with doesn't take care of his place, and there's like clutter all over the place, and it just sort of set me off, and I go into this really frustration and sort of like anger rage of like, what are you doing? Like, you need to get out of here. And that's what sets off those thoughts of like, it's not happening fast enough, or what am I missing here, or whatever. And I mean, and it's like, I can't even think straight of like what to do.
Right.
So how am I supposed to not have that anger come up, but then I'm tolerating stuff here?
Those emotions are always going to come up, And it's not about suppressing them or pretending you don't have them. It's more of just writing them out. And I feel like when that comes up for you, it would be good for you to just get out of the house for a while and take a walk, just go to do whatever activity that centers you, and then you can come back with a clearer head and a better idea of what to do.
Yeah, like I was just about to lay down for a nap, but I couldn't even, like, I'm just going to try to go back and meditate and then go back to sleep just because I just, I wasn't even able to settle down. And what are you saying? Like, I just put out of my mind that I'm settling right now or that I'm tolerating and it's like just a means to the end. Like, I'm almost going to be out of here. It's very soon. It's coming. And I just tell myself that.
And keep doing your calling and putting yourself out there, putting the energy out there that you're looking for a place, that you're looking for a job, and go to spirit on it because you'd be surprised at the doors that could open when you put your action steps, your spiritual practice, and the mindset changes, it could just open up a whole bunch of opportunities that you don't even see right now because of all that stress and all that tension. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I speak to spirit frequently, and I just keep on saying, you know, like, show me or open those doors. And I don't like the feeling that I feel like I'm kind of just holding on or, like, barely holding on. And it's like, just keep going, just keep going. I mean, that,
I do feel that there are things coming up for you as far as getting a job and moving. And I would also try to find if there aren't any places in the area that you are looking into, maybe there's another area that you have your heart set on that you'd like to live in.
Yeah, I've been looking at in several different areas, and I just I don't like the whole the excitement, the getting up hope, because this is maybe the second or third time that I have found a place that I thought was a possibility or a roommate just to temporarily live with. And then it was like, something didn't pan out or it didn't feel right or whatever the story is. And I don't know why spirit's doing that right now. I mean, I'm getting really good at weeding through roommates and living situations, but
well, those places aren't for you then.
Yeah.
If
I want one that is for me. I know, but I can't imagine.
That's coming.
I guess I just can't believe that, like, spirit is saying, like, where I'm living now is good for me. Because they moved me from another place that wasn't right for me. And then I was in a hotel for a couple of days. And then an acquaintance said that I could stay at his place. And I don't know. I mean, spirit brought me here. And it's nice because he's not around all day. So I guess that gives me some quiet and some peace and alone time that I could think and focus. But I mean, I can't help sometimes just getting mad at spirit of like, you think that this is okay for me? Like, I would rather be living, you know, in New York City. It's just one of the places that I'm looking.
There are a lot of nice places in New York City. I feel that you will most likely end up either in the city or right outside of it. And I feel like you're going to have that, you're finally going to get that balance between the city life that you want and that quiet and peace that you really need.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been manifesting. You're right with that. That's exactly what has been is in my mind. All right, I'll mellow out.
And yeah, it's just a matter of waiting.
Right. Okay. You know, there's this job that they called me for. We've been trying to work out to set up a time for an interview. That has been sort of delayed over the last couple of weeks too. But I feel like if I get that job, that they would help me relocate as well. But that's somewhere in New Jersey. But I mean, kind of just hoping that comes through or something better.
Okay. Well, I definitely feel like one will follow the other. Either the move first and then shortly after the job, or the other way around. But I do feel like you need to get out of that situation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for confirming things. And I guess I'll just keep trekking on. Just keep doing the action. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and you take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can we have the next caller?
Yes, Jessica, your next caller is caller 111. Caller 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Thanks. My question is regarding work. What exactly do you see?
I feel like there was a space between jobs, or you're between jobs now?
Well, I'm not working right now, so I'm looking for work.
Okay. Because I do feel like you are between jobs, and which definitely feels like you will get one. You'll definitely get one. And I feel like it needs to be one where, because I feel that you're a very organized kind of person, and you like a certain amount of order, not too much, just enough to kind of keep you sane. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have a pending, and I'm using the word pending. I have a pending offer at the moment. I haven't accepted it as of yet. What are you picking up? What type of energy are you picking up?
I feel like you're a really good fit for them. And it's something that you really want and that you're kind of looking forward to. Is that correct?
I'm not excited about it, and that's the reason why I haven't. I'm not excited. It's, you know, if I take it, I'm taking it because I need to work. So.
Right, but you're looking forward to the job aspect of it. And if it's not right for you, if you need a job right now, it might be something to look into, but if you're looking to get a more permanent job that you want and that you're going to be happy with, then I feel like you're going to get one or two more offers before you find the one you want.
Okay. So if I take this right now, I'm just taking it for, you know, to bring in a paycheck for right now because I have nothing coming in.
Right.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jessica. Thanks for taking my call. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Can we have the next caller?
Yes, Jessica, your next caller is 484. 484, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, thanks for calling.
My name is Antoinetta.
Hi, how can I help you?
I would like to know, is there a when will I have contact coming from Dan?
I feel like Dan was someone you had a lot of fun with, and just someone you could socialize with and just be more of a companion. And I don't feel like, it's not that he won't contact you, but I feel like there's more an interest in the social aspect of a relationship rather than romantic. Does that make sense?
Not really. No, it doesn't make sense.
Because for some reason I do feel a distance.
Right, and yes, we're broken up. That's why I was asking,
yeah,
when would he contact me or be reconciling.
I feel like I said, I do feel like he will contact you at some point, but right now, I feel that he has his own personal stuff to deal with before that can happen. And
do you see him moving?
do feel a move for one of you.
That would be him, because I signed a lease. I can't move until March of next year, so I'm not moving. That would probably be him moving.
Okay. Because it's either that or travel, but that makes sense. But I definitely do feel like he's going to contact you, but like I said, there needs to be a period where he deals with his own stuff. So as hard as it is, you both need to continue to give each other some space right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, another reader had said that he would be coming in July here to move in. Is he going to ask to live here in July?
I do feel like there will be some contact between you first before you can even consider reconciling your differences.
Okay.
But I do feel like he is going to continue to be part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you for the reading.
Well, thank you for calling. And you take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do we have another caller? Hello? Do we have another caller? Well, we have about 3 minutes left. So, if we still, hello? Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I just had a quick question, if you can pick it up. If not, that's cool. I'm working on a project for a job that I talked to about a month ago, and I'm supposed to, or they contacted me in September. If that's going to work out for me to relocate with it.
I do feel like this job, the people in this job have a lot of respect for you and your work ethic.
Okay, cool.
And I do feel that you're going to be moving either with them or a similar company, because this just to me feels like a great fit energetically. Do you kind of sense that?
I sense it. It's just I think the second one you mentioned. It's just like, when are they going to communicate to bring me home? You know what I mean? Like, ahead of time. Did I explain that one right?
Yeah. I do feel like early September, you're going to receive an opportunity related to that.
Cool. Appreciate it. Cool. So I guess they're communicating with me then ahead of time, so I don't have to do anything. Thank God. Cool.
It kind of sounds like you're under a lot of stress, too. So
you're right.
It's time to let go of some of that because it's just going to drain you.
Right, financial stuff. And it's like I want it done yesterday. Get it over with. You know what I mean? To get it ready and go and do my thing.
Yeah.
Cool. I have a quick question. If you have time, I guess a friend of mine, are they going to communicate with me with it? Communicate with me or vice versa? Or do I have to do anything for it?
What happened with your friend?
I haven't talked to him for almost a month, give or take.
I do feel like there was kind of a little bit of not tension, but it's almost like you had to go your own separate ways for a while before you could come back together. It's like he had his own stuff to do and you had your own stuff to do. And you both just needed to give each other time to breathe.
Oh. Cool.
But
have
you contacted him?
I tried to the other day. No response. Because something was sent back, and I was trying to see how he wanted me to work it till I got back home. Yeah, no response. Just as long as he's not mad at me or anything like that, and it's like, why he's acting that way? You know what I mean?
I feel like he just has a lot on his plate.
Got it.
And I feel like he'll come back when he's ready.
Cool.
So.
Hopefully
I hope
soon.
That.
Cool, appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Cool.
You take care of yourself.
I will, you too. That's like one of the reasons why I'm stressing too. So it's like all at once. Like I said, it's like everything on one plate. Cool, appreciate it. Have a good one and a holiday, too.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. We have no more callers. I will go ahead and say goodbye to all of you for this week. Thank you for hanging out with me. Again, I'm Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium. I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com. And all of you have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, and I will be back next week.